All right. What is up, Title Tribe? It is great to be here this evening with my guy for another episode of Toilets to Titles. This is episode number 208. It's week 15 of the NFL season. We're getting awfully close to the NFL playoffs. Some of these games are starting to feel like playoff games. You're likely in the fantasy playoffs unless you already got knocked out. Or you're in a league that just doesn't do playoffs, which could be just overall winners. But I am joined once again, my co-host, my guy, Justin Stevens, at JustinFF underscore on the Twitter. Justin, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. It was a very, very busy, very eventful day. Feels great to wind down at the end of the evening with you, my good friend, and talk some football, some fantasy football, some Frank. Several other things on the docket. We got a little Raz going. We've got we got the Tumblr giveaway. We got a little bit of everything going on. This is going to be a fun show. So I've been looking forward to it.
That's the DeAndre Swift mini helmet. We're razzing off tonight. Yeah, we're going to be talking a lot of stuff. NFL, you know, it's kind of like cornucopia of things at this time of year, right? It's not just fantasy because, you know, some people are out, not as many people are in, and by the time you're in the playoffs, not many waiver options. And so there's not many things we need to touch on, but we're still going to talk about things because that's what we're here for, to talk about fantasy football, talk about NFL. But we're going to get into Frank, but we were talking about Frank today, and we're on the Gilded chat. So I suggest Gilded is like Discord. We just use Gilded. It's an app. If you're listening to this show, we have a community with about 200 people on there. Multiple different threads in there. We're talking college football, NFL, DFS, gambling. I suggest you get in there. You join the Title Tribe. It's free, all right? And it is a lot of fun. And you can reach out to us, toilets2titles@gmail.com. And you could say, hey, coach, I heard about the Gilded chat. I want in there. We'll get back to you. We'll get in there. But anyway, one of the threads we have in there is not only we have a Frankenstein thread for a Frankenstein league with all 96 teams, we have a Frankenstein commissioner thread. Because this thing is a beast and it takes multiple. I mean, next year is going to be even more commissioners. But right now, it takes probably about 8 commissioners to run this thing. And I told the commissioners this evening, I said, me and Justin have been agreeing way too much with all of the things we want to put into place next season. And that sounds like trouble for everybody else.
Yeah, we may just have to have several Frankenstein leagues. All with their own separate different rules, because we can't fit all these rules into one league, can we?
Come on.
Yeah, we're going to. We're going.
Yeah. We'll find a way. We like, man, it's funny. Like, usually you're the one settling me down. And
not I'm this year, baby.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I sent the gif, the Jack Nicholson gif, when he's just going like this. I was like, you know, we've been looking at each other like that way too much. I don't think we've ever spent this much time. I mean, I'm all for this year. Like, this year's been great. You know, phenomenal season. We took a massive step as far as the interaction goes. 96 members, strong members, tons of Patreon members. So this is the biggest it's ever been and the most successful it's ever been. But because of this step, I feel like the next step we take in this process is going to be so massive. And we've really been like, year five is should I tease the image already? Is it too early to tease the image, or should,
It's never too early to talk, Frank. I do want to mention real quick, though, before you do that, guys, I'm writing down all the comments, all the people that are commenting here. If you're a Patreon and you're commenting, you're going to get put in that wheel for the free Tumblr. So just want to throw that out there now, because we've got several live viewers right now. So just remember that. Get your name in now. So you got to get that comment now that we've gone live. And when we get a little closer to time, I'll write down the names again. Oh, I know, Rich. I know you're a Patreon. We already got Jerry. We got, hey, look at this this old face.
What's up, Nino? Nice to see you, baby.
Yep. Love you, Nino. We got David. Genesis.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. That's this time. Guy. Jerry Bagshaw. Yeah, we got you guys, Duarte, Pete. So, yeah, looking forward to that. But yeah, let's tease this thing. I think I delayed enough.
Number five.
Yeah.
Season five, number five. Bigger, badder. This one is going to be like, I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, because this offseason is going to be full of reveals. every step of the way. Obviously, if you're Patreon, you're going to get access to some of these reveals a little bit sooner than the rest of the Title Tribe or the Frankenstein members. And you also might get reveals that they won't receive at all until up until the draft, because who knows what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. But season number 5, I have a feeling, is going to be bigger and better than anything we've ever done.
Yeah, so and you know I love the Roman numerals for a couple different reasons, but obviously also we're starting this. It's kind of like the Super Bowl, right? They started off with one, and now look where they've become. So just a lot of hidden details in this image. Let's just say that.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna take that down. All right, so check out toiletstitles.com. Justin, I know you wanted to talk a little bit about, I kind of skipping around a little bit, but I know this was important to you. Do you still want to touch on Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes? Do you feel like
I definitely do, but then the news earlier today made me even more giddy.
What was the news from earlier today?
So it's not confirmed. It's not completely confirmed by either Bill Belichick's side or the New England Patriots side, but I think we all kind of saw this coming, but a reporter for NBC Sports Boston has been floating out some articles lately. His name is Tom Curran of NBC Sports Boston. He's stating that the two sides are definitely parting ways after the end of this season. He's basing that based off of inside conversations that he's had with people from the organization. So obviously definitely not confirmed, kind of somewhat a little bit obvious, but at the same time, when you win that many Super Bowls for a team, it's never super obvious that they're going to cut ties. Sounds like it's going to be a mutual thing, which is obviously always good, but also, you know, when the Cowboys had their dynasty, the Cowboys fans loved it, and all the non-Cowboys fans did not love it, right? When the Bulls had their dynasty, same way. Like, this is a happy moment for Colts fans, especially, but also many other fan bases, the Dolphins and the Jets, I'm sure, and the Bills. There's a lot of fan bases out there that are rejoicing today. All right. So give us this moment. I get it. Yeah. He's not retiring. Maybe he's moving on to greener pastures for him, but still, I still want to take the time to recognize the fact that he is still one of the best coaches of all time, even though I don't agree with his ways of going about doing what he does and his business and stuff. Definitely one of the best in the business. So hats off to a great career, all joking aside. But also, we don't know for sure this is confirmed, so I do have to say that again. It's all speculation at this point, but definitely worth looking into more. But what I did like about that report when I read it was that it seemed like all of this started after the Germany game against the Colts. That's when the conversations really picked up and started. So that's what made me happy. It made me feel like, you know, our Colts are the ones that finally put – like, he might have won all those battles, but we won the war.
And how about the last game that Tom Brady played?
Against
the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
So we're both full circle. We're responsible, but I got nothing but respect for Bill Belichick, regardless of how you feel about what he did, how he did it, how important Tom Brady was. I don't care. You saw Peyton Manning, probably one of the best quarterbacks of our time, win one Super Bowl. I don't think Tom Brady is that talented. Tom Brady was very important to what Bill Belichick did, but he wasn't Peyton Manning. Okay. So Bill Belichick was a big part of their success. And I think his stability, regardless again of what you thought of his demeanor, his character, the stability, right? His steady Eddie throughout, you know, I think that was one of his best characteristics, and I think that's what sustained. He didn't change when they were succeeding, at least from the outside. It didn't seem like the case. But here's my question. Does Belichick flip coasts and head to L.A. and coach the Chargers?
Well, I do feel strongly that he's going to stay in the coaching game. I mean, he's too close to the record. I forget what it is, but it was like 20 – some games left that he needs to get the all-time wins record or something like that. So I don't see him giving up on that just yet. Like, he doesn't talk a whole lot, but he does seem like a legacy kind of guy to me. And after having such a dynasty, I do think that he goes on. I mean, maybe it makes sense. I do like also somebody commented in here, maybe going back to New York. But the thing is I like Robert Saleh. So I'm not sure that it's the Jets. Like
do they mean the Giants or Jets?
Exactly. Right. There you go. Maybe the Jets or maybe the Giants. But wasn't he with the Jets before? Or no,
I think he was with the Jets for like a sneeze. Like he sneezed in New York.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, here's the thing. Like any team that's even somewhat in need of a coach is most likely going to at least be calling out to him. I think he's going to have his pick of several different options. But
you're saying he can't respect a cheater. I guarantee your favorite coach is cheated. I guarantee most of your favorite players cheated in some form or another. So you can't paint in broad strokes like that because they all cheat. Your favorite college programs cheat. They all cheat. 100%.
Yeah, guaranteed. I don't know. His cheating was over the top.
Cheating. Okay. If you're gonna be blunt, I can't respect a cheater. Cheating is cheating.
Right,
it
but
doesn't
also
matter.
It doesn't matter. I do think that there are a lot of coaches that are on the up and up, though. I don't think you're giving humanity a good enough credit here.
Listen, you don't get. This could be another debate, but I guarantee somebody you look up to or idolize, Uncle Steve, has cheated in some form.
I don't think Tony Dungy ever cheated.
I bet you he has. I bet you he has bent the rules.
Tell me that was at least a good example.
It's good because he's very he's a God fearing man.
Not Eberflus. This one we know is true. Eberflus has never cheated, or else he might actually win a game. Oh
man, they are Rich knows what I'm talking about, man. If they could find a way to bend the rules, they bend the rules. I mean, it's the competitive balance of the game. And even in baseball, like everybody hated the Houston Astros, and like I love to hate them because I'm a Yankees fan, but like I'm sure the Yankees were doing it, like if somebody's getting away with something, it's likely other people are doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I wasn't super prepared. I mean, I was kind of prepared last night when I was all steamed up about this, but I'm going to go ahead and move on to the Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid issue this week with the calling out of the referees for calling a play that's normally never ever called in the last minute or a couple minutes or whatever it is that they wanted to say. So here's the thing. Yes, it was offensive offsides. Like Kadarius Toney did line up in the neutral zone. They're not even denying the fact that Toney lined up in the neutral zone. What they're saying is, how do you call that during that in that situation or whatever the case is, kind of like that defensive holding penalty that got them the Super Bowl win last year in the last minutes of the game. So like you can't pick and choose which rules they do and don't uphold. Here's the thing about that particular rule though. Kadarius Toney lined up in the neutral zone four times that game. So we don't know that they didn't give them a warning or at least give Toney a warning. We haven't heard from him at all about this whole situation. Also, the NFL is trying to steer away from having to tell these wide receivers when they're onsides or offsides. You know where this all began? I did some research, Coach. You know where this all began, where the referee started telling the players whether they were on or off the line of scrimmage? It began way
youth
back
sports?
In the day. What's that?
Youth sports?
Well, it began way back in the day when they only had one set of sticks. They had the guys on the sidelines that would have the sticks, usually on the visitor side of the field, because they wanted to, for accountability purposes, the home team provided the sticks. So they were on the visitor side so they could help monitor and that sort of stuff. So if you're all the way across on the other side of the field lining up as a wide receiver, then a lot of times, yeah, maybe you are off a half a yard here and there because it's kind of hard to see on the other end of the field or line it up just right. So they would help them out a little bit. Well, they don't have that anymore. Now you've got sticks on both sides. Your yard markers are more clearly painted out because you're not playing on rock hard dirt anymore like they used to back when they started telling people where to line up.
And so there's a bright line across the line of scrimmage too.
Well, yeah. When they
just kidding.
Yeah, I know. So, but here's the thing. So the NFL made it a point and even told the teams that they're making it a point this season that they're going to start calling that because they want to get – everybody complains about what the refs do all the time. So the refs – they complain about how the refs aren't always making the right calls, so they want to start taking off some of these extra responsibilities from the coach or from the refs that the refs don't really have to do. They shouldn't have to do. They don't tell the defensive line when they're lined up offsides or in the neutral zone. So why tell Kadarius Toney? Why have to tell a wide receiver? So they're trying to cut that back. So this rule that they only called the penalty for once 2 years ago and twice last year, they already called 11 times before that game. So, and then they called it again in the Sunday night game later on that night with a whole different officiating crew. So that's now 13 times in 14 weeks. So it's almost once per week that they've made this call. Now that it's been made a huge ordeal, maybe wide receivers will start paying attention to where they're lining up instead of trying to get that extra half yard because the offense already gets too much of an extra buffer as it is on the defense. So anyhow, I wanted to go off on this rant because Mahomes and Andy Reid, I put a short out there, but I expect more of those guys because, I mean, come on. This is a bad look for you to be complaining about the refs killing your game whenever it was actually – oh, I see what you're pulling up down there.
Fair enough.
Fair is fair. Fair is fair. I mean, it was just headlines, and I vaguely remember the stories, but I also don't remember, you know, the details. Let's just say that. But, sure, there were headlines.
He said he admitted to it. sorry
but anyhow, I needed the first down for Frankenstank. I think that if Kelsey gets that first down, that put me into some yardage bonuses, some first down bonuses, and I may have actually had a shot at this next round in the Frankenstank, and I barely missed out, but it was still the right call. All right,
sorry, I'm bouncing around over here trying to prove that Tony Dungy did cheat at some point during his career. But anyway, for one of the first things I taught my son, because I coach wide receivers, and one thing you coach wide receivers at a youth level,
yeah,
is you walk up and you check, you know, like that's the first thing you do. You check the line of scrimmage, you make sure you're all set, you know, like, I don't know. It was very amateur. And I get they were upset because it had an opportunity to be such a play that would be go down. Ooh. And go ahead.
I'm sorry. I remember one more thing I was going to say. So a little history on Justin. It's pretty bad, coach. But a little history on Justin in high school football, something that maybe coach didn't even know. But on my high school football team, I was the fourth string quarterback. Little known fact, fourth stringer right here. So I usually played wide receiver, but we were in a situation one time in a game where our starter was suspended, and our backup was a sophomore, so inexperienced. Our third stringer really wasn't all that great. So the coach pulled me aside and said, listen, in a tight situation, if we absolutely need you, we're going to throw you in there, because I was the only guy on the team that really knew all the plays for every position. I knew even where the offensive linemen were supposed to go for every block and everything. So I was only that guy for the knowledge factor. They even told me they're never going to have me run or throw the football. We had a really great running back, great defense. We played that style of football. But anyway, the first thing I remember the coach telling me when we were getting into that huddle for the first time in that practice, because I only got like 10 snaps in practice that week, the first thing he said was, hey, when you're approaching the line, look to your left, look to your right, see who's covering who on the line of scrimmage. Make sure you got 7 in the front, 3 in the back with you. Like, you're as the quarterback, that's your job. Okay, so Pat Mahomes, that was your job to make sure that Tony wasn't lined up in the neutral zone. All right, and that's also Tony's fault, right? So what I'm trying to get at is that it wasn't the ref's fault here, guys. It wasn't the ref's fault, and we got coach back with a much better connection, and I've been able to ramble on enough about this topic that I know the guys in the chat are ready to move on. Mm-hmm. From so are we ready for Frankenstank updates as far as the playoffs go? I think you might be muted. Nope, you're frozen. Oh, he's out again. All right.
I don't know what the heck's going on. I might have to go upstairs and reset something. It's that time of year, man. Everything is the bugs are in the system. But if I get bad again, Justin, tell me in the private chat. I'll step out for a few minutes. I'll go upstairs, reset something. But in the meantime, hopefully I am crystal clear now. But we're going to talk about Frankensteak, right? Frankensteak portion, the playoff update of the show.
Yeah. Yeah. You're still bad, coach. You're even frozen and your sound was in and out. But yeah, so here's the way it broke down. The first round, we had 32 teams. The top two teams, Pennywise and Swamp Gator, got a bye. So all the rest of the teams all had to go up against each other, right? So the top six scoring teams from those remaining 30 got to advance. And the leader of that pack was The Thing, who was the 32nd seed. They barely even made it into the playoffs. And they had 372 points in Frankensteak in the first round of the playoffs to advance. But anyhow, long story short, second round, you get to choose your opponent. The top seed chooses first, then the next seed, then the next seed. Pennywise kind of shocked some people by calling out the two seed right out the gate. So the two teams had a bye in round one. We are guaranteed that one of them will not advance because they got to face each other. So Pennywise called out Swamp Gator. So that's the one seed versus the two seed right out the gate, which left Dracula as the next one to choose because Dracula is the 10 seed. Guys, I'm sorry. We got a whole zoo going on. We got coach cutting out. I got dogs in the background. This is definitely the holiday season. But we got the 10 seed Dracula was next up to make their choice, and they chose Mephistopheles, the infamous Uncle Steve. So that's a 10 seed versus the 28 seed. He chose the 28 seed instead of the 32, I'm guessing, because The Thing had such a good game, which left Von Murders left to make his decision. And after leaving everybody in suspense for a couple hours, he finally hit the algorithms and did all his work in the lab and tried to figure out exactly who he wanted to roll with. And he chose The Thing. So the team that had the highest score last week is the team he chose to go up against this week. Who knows what he's thinking? Maybe he wants to get the good guy out of the way now. Maybe he thinks that was a one offer. Who knows? So that leaves us with the 11 seed versus the 32 seed. And then that left only two teams left, Michael Myers as the 21 seed versus 18 weeks later as the 22 seed. And not only just because their seeds are back-to-back, there's a lot of commonalities with these two teams, and I think it's going to be a heck of a battle between the two of them. It's going to be a bloody bath either way you shake it. It's going to be fun and interesting. And but like I said, once this prank is over, we're going to be able to start teasing Frankensteak 5, guys, so stay tuned for that. Also, don't forget our playoff challenge that Coach runs every single season. The playoff challenge is where you choose a different set of players every single week, fantasy format, just like if you were setting a DFS lineup. But once you choose a player, you can't choose them again. Or and I don't really know the exact details. We'll figure that out after Frank as we get closer. But
yeah, that's fun.
Oh, hey, he's back. He's back.
Yeah. And my dog yanked the wire out of the, she didn't rip it this time. I went through three Wi-Fi cables in the last season, and I got a threaded one. So she didn't rip it, but she was able to pull it out. I'm back clear.
He's back.
The playoff league is a lot of fun. Shout out to Mark Simon. So the playoff league's $25. The winner takes like 90% of the pot. I think last year we had like 75 people. We're going to try to get 100+. I think it's usually one quarterback, two running back, two wide receiver, tight end, and we add a little IDP aspect. You can start a player once throughout the entirety of the playoffs, so there's no draft. So once you use a player, you just can't use them anymore. So what happens, how a player gets eliminated from the startable pool is you've used them or they lose. Once they're out of the playoffs, you can't use them as well. But this year, thanks to Mark Simon, who suggested this idea, Patreon member, he mentioned, hey, why don't we do a pick 'em? So we're also doing a pick'em challenge where you assign a number 1 through 14 to each team in the playoffs. You can only assign that number once. Each time that team wins, and each time a team wins, you get the number you assigned, add to your total points. Person with the most total points at the end of the Super Bowl wins that. And that's going to go 90% of the pot is going to go to the champion as well.
There we go. Look at that fresh, clean video now, says Mark.
Yeah. I just got to shave so I can be a fresh, clean, shaven man with a nice video.
The next Brock Purdy. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's man, good. I heard people talking about on New York radio today, comparing Tommy DeVito to Brock Purdy. And you know what? You know what I heard on Sirius XM this morning that kind of irritated me? They were talking about a Tommy DeVito is perfect for New York City and he represents New York City. Like, if that's what you think, you don't know New York City. That's North Jersey. The Sopranos are from Jersey.
Don't they play in Jersey?
They play in Jersey, but the Sopranos, like that attitude, that's yeah. Jersey. That's yeah. not New York City. Like, New York City is a melting pot. It is.
And I never realized, like, yeah, it's kind of annoying, that whole thing, yeah. but that was horrible. That was the worst. That was, I wanted to shut off my television. Right. So unless you live in Jersey, you don't like this, all right?
Yeah, they go to the deli, they get chicken cutlet. They, like, you know, like, that's Tony Soprano. The Bada Bing is actually a place called Satin Dolls. It's like on my way to work, I pass it. It's like 30 minutes from my house. So that's North Jersey. Tommy DeVito played high school ball in Jersey. Like, it's not the essence of New York City. It's the essence of New Jersey. Get it right.
Maybe all this right? is just Brock Purdy's thing. Like, everybody's just going to compare all the new young guy to Brock Purdy and hope that he is actually the next Brock Purdy.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Now Joe's here. Joe knows.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe.
With the super, man. Look at us getting cash money and $1.99.
You're the cutlet.
Anybody watching at home, you want to give us, we'll say something ridiculous if you put it in the comments, if you throw us $1.99. Hey, did you mention the DeAndre Swift Raz, the second, the Yeti Tumblr giveaway. Do we mention the games pick'em challenge?
Nope, not yet.
All right. So we're going to announce the winner. Oh, I'm just going to announce the winner. This week we lost for the first time. Tone, Anthony Dion crushed us. So we do a games pick challenge. You have to be a Patreon member to compete against us. So during the show, at some point, we're going to pick one of the Patreons who hasn't been in the challenge yet to compete against me, Justin, and Will and Rich. And we pick every single game. And the person with the best record wins for that week. So if you're the person competing against us and you win, you get either $25 or – so actually, it's the other way around. You get free entry to Frankenstein, which is $25. But if you've already won free entry into Frankenstein, which I'm starting to get worried about, because I feel like we've given a lot of free entries out this season. So you're either going to get free entry into Frank. If you already got free entry, we're going to send you $25 gift card. Venmo. So come compete with us later on in the episode. We are going to pick somebody, and it looks like we just got another super
yeah sticker. Rich says I'm gonna one up you, my man. Super man. Sticker. Hey, how about that, Richie?
All right, let's quickly recap the games from week 14. My game of the week was Eagles Cowboys won by 20, and I feel like they could have won by more.
That was a win-win for you though, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. And you took Jaguars Browns, which was a very good game.
Yeah, so I wasn't expecting when I chose this game for Lawrence to play. So when he did play, I was a little bit concerned, but obviously that lack of mobility still hurt the Jags. So yeah, it was a good game to go back and watch later. You know, I won't watch the Browns live, but right. it was fun to go back and watch.
That Browns secondary is phenomenal. Like, they, you know, I know Trevor Lawrence wasn't 100%, but they still pestered him. I know they didn't have Christian Kirk, but they still have some weapons. I would like to see the Jaguars bring in an alpha wide receiver, like a true, you know, Zay Jones is good. Christian Kirk's good. Calvin Ridley's good. Like, they're all really good contributing wide receiver twos who on a weekly basis can give you wide receiver one upside. But if they had a true alpha in that group, like with Jordan Love, I'd like to see Jordan Love have an alpha wide receiver. I like Dobbs. I like Reed. I like Watson, even Kraft and Musgrave. But he needs that Devontae Adams. And draft season's coming up. You know how I feel about the NFL draft. So it'll be exciting to see if one of these young quarterbacks can land an alpha wide receiver. But then you look on the other hand at Justin Herbert. He's got alpha wide receivers all around him, and he yeah. still can't get it done until Bill Belichick heads out to L.A. to float off into the sunset and win some ball games. All right, so after week 14, you're kicking my butt, 176-28. So this thing has really shifted.
For now.
Yeah. But man, it was bad in the beginning of the year. I'm down by 50, 52. Yeah,
but no, it was bad the other way at the beginning of the year. You got off to a huge start.
Yeah. And then I just fell apart. So this week, I got the Cowboys and the Bills. I was going to go Eagles, Seahawks. So I'm glad you did. Because I think the Seahawks, if Geno plays last week, and I said this, I predicted a few upsets last week on Title Time, which is every Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. I talked to Jason and George. They're running it throughout the fantasy playoffs. So they're going to help you set those lineups throughout the fantasy football playoffs. Tune in every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. But I predicted Bears over Lions. I predicted Giants over Packers. And I predicted Seahawks over 49ers. I wasn't correct about that. I also had the Panthers over the Saints, which if Bryce Young was competent, you know, I think they could have won that ball game too, because the Saints looked terrible. But I think the Seahawks are scrappy, and they're playing for their NFL, like their playoff lives.
Yeah. Well, I actually kind of thought I was going to surprise you by taking them, but real quick, Pete in the chat with another donation, appreciate you, my man. We got some stickers on the way that he and I worked together to come up with. So, and by he and I mean, I told him my idea and then he did all the work. So,
when people do that.
Just to answer this question, Anthony, down there by your comment section, right next to it, there's like, it looks like a little dollar sign or like a little dollar bill. That's what this is. These are the guys just clicking on that, and they're chipping in donations just to help the cause, because we've got a lot of big plans for Canton that's going to cost us a lot of money. So we really are trying to raise some money for that as well. So anything we can do on that end to help with that cause would be greatly appreciated. And if we don't get enough for that, then maybe we might buy a Patreon a cheeseburger while we're out there or something. So whatever ice you cream. Can do to help us out, that'd be great. Oh, ice cream. That's right. You weren't there last year. They have a new ice cream shop that's right next to the Hall of Fame. They have a whole new stretch of stores there. Like there's a brand new building that wasn't even there the last time you were there. And now not only there, but full of shops.
Man, we got to start looking at houses. Like, we need to get that house across the street from that. We were perfect right by the Hall of Fame. We'll look into it.
we got some things in the works.
Yeah, we got a lot of plans.
So on my game of the week with the Eagles and the Seahawks, here's my thing. Like, the reason I chose this game is, if you remember, the Seahawks started off with a pretty decent record here. They did lose the home opener in week one against the divisional opponent, the Rams. But then they beat the Lions, who are now top of their division. They beat the Panthers, obviously. They beat the Giants, but that was before the Giants really started falling apart. And they beat them 24-3. So I mean, that was huge. They barely lost to the Bengals, and that was before the Burrow injury. They beat Arizona. They beat Cleveland, who's top in their division right now with a great defense. Did get blown out to Baltimore, but that's a number one seed that we're talking about there. But these close losses here recently, two against San Francisco, one against Dallas, and then the other one was a one-point game against their divisional opponents, the Rams. These are games that get them ready for the playoffs. So the Eagles, on the other hand, are kind of starting to go the other way, and they're kind of maybe getting exposed. They're kind of maybe playing. I mean, it was a part of, you know, playing better teams too. I still think that the Eagles probably have a better team here. Don't get me wrong. But when one team has momentum and the other doesn't, and I know – the Seahawks lost four in a row, so for me to say they have momentum is insane. But the way they've played against these great teams shows that they are capable. So I really think it could be a close game, and a good matchup to watch.
Yeah, definitely. I think the Seahawks need to win. They need to win.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to come out scrappy, and they're pissed off. You know, I think Pete Carroll, he gets his guys going. They have a scrappy secondary, scrappy linebacker, scrappy running backs. I was watching Kenneth Walker last week, and every time I watch that guy run, his ability to stay on his feet when he gets put in like crazy angles and positions on one foot, doing a spin, falling towards his right shoulder, and just stay on his feet and keep running. His contact balance is through the roof. But Justin, let's go over to the current NFL playoff picture.
Hey, Anthony Dion, appreciate you, buddy. Hey, you, I see you figured it out.
Oh, dang. So, dude, like, this is, everyone's one up in each other. My guy, man, Tone, he moved on to the final eight.
Yeah,
Michael Myers, man.
Ramsaholic in the in
Dak
the house.
Shea, that's my guy. I love
right.
to hear it.
Right, Shea's back. Yeah, so I'm sorry, man. We talking about the playoff outlook?
Yeah, real quick, because I mean, you can go to our Instagram.
Bad.
You could see. Actually, you could see the NFL. I'll read through the NFL playoff picture. You could see the playoff picture on our Instagram. Toilets and Titles. Will does all our graphics. We also on our YouTube. We have our shorts. We upload tons of graphics over to Instagram as well as some reels. But the playoff picture right now for the NFC goes Niners, Cowboys, Lions, Bucks. Those are the top four. The Bucks would be playing the Eagles week one. Vikings would be playing the Lions. Cowboys would be playing the Packers. But even though the Cowboys are ahead of the Eagles right now, if both teams win out, Eagles will end up ahead of the Cowboys. Dude, I think they have more wins against conference opponents. On the AFC, the Ravens are up top, followed by the Dolphins, followed by the Chiefs, Jaguars, Browns, Steelers, and then the Colts. On the bubble for the AFC, the Texans, Broncos, Bengals, and then the Bills all tied at 7-6. On the bubble for the NFC, all tied at 6-7, Rams, Seahawks, Falcons, and Saints. So there are a lot of teams. So in the AFC, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 teams at 7-6. And in the NFC, we got 5 teams at 6-7. So this is it's going to be fun to watch.
And I wasn't going to put down the teams that were already eliminated, but I did just so that I could gleefully say that the Patriots are the only team in the AFC that have been mathematically eliminated.
Yeah. Yep. And they found out Bill Belichick might be on his way out. All right. Let's pick. So how do we want to pick who's going to compete against us? It can't be Mark. Can't be Tone.
Well, first we have to do the Raz because
let's Raz it off, baby.
I already have that wheel ready. So
DeAndre Swift. Mini helmet. Let's see who's going to win this puppy.
Oh, and over here, you guys see the Amazon link here, the Amazon app. Make sure you go to our website, toiletsandtitles.com. You click on the Amazon affiliate link. It looks just like an ad because it kind of is. And anything you purchase for, you know, all these Christmas presents that you're ordering on Amazon anyway, you'll help give Toilets and Titles a little bit of a kickback on what you purchase. So we appreciate the support any way that we can get it, even if it's just you helping us indirectly. So, all right. So here's the Raz. I have all 20 names on here, and I have them all in the order, 1 through 20. I am going to hit the shuffle 3 times. Coach, are you ready? 1, 2, 3. I'll take that as a yes because I didn't hear anything.
I thumbs up, but you weren't looking at me.
So oh.
I was muted.
Oh, I still have the Yeti background. I should have fixed that. Shoot. Oh, well.
Tell me it's Sean McCormick.
It is Sean McCormick.
All he does is win.
Yeah. There you go, Sean.
He won. I think he won a Thanksgiving square, and then he took some of that winnings and invested in so I just sent to you a number between 1 and 10. All right. In the private chat.
Got it.
So if someone wants to be the competitor against us in the weekly Pick'em challenge, guess the number. You can only guess one number between 1 and 10. All right. So let's go ahead, start putting them in the comments, numbers 1 through 10. And I will message Sean McCormick. Actually, I'm going to message him in the Title Tribe chat. And then I guess what comes after the Raz? What are we doing now, baby?
Then we got the Tumblr, but I need you to keep working this because I gotta redo the wheel because I was gonna redo the wheel while you were doing the dudes and duds, but we cut that out this week.
That's right. We had a lot to talk about. All right, so I just messaged Sean McCormick that he won the Swift Raz. So Genesis, you guessed wrong, but you're the only person that's guessed. So if no one else guesses within the next,
by the time I get this ready,
minute, you're going to be the competitor. Oh, Uncle Steve guessed 7. Both of you are wrong. Let's keep going. I'll give everyone else a minute to guess. And if no one else guesses, I'll let you both guess again. Guess again. This is a good time to mention. Appreciate everybody. Oh, Will with the super, man. Everybody, we're making cash money tonight, man. Appreciate you, Will. If you want to support the show on a regular basis, obviously watch, like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. Patreon.com/Toilets and Titles. Toilets and Titles does not stop in the off season. The off season is overdrive season. Like the off season is, I think we are more busy in the off season than we are in season because we're getting you prepped for tons of things. In the in season, it's general fantasy football, waiver wire, NFL mock drafts, which we just released a mock draft tonight. So check that out, our latest mock draft with the updated draft order. But in the off season, we're preparing you for redraft. We're preparing you for dynasty. We're preparing you for the NFL draft. Like anything, we cover it all off season. Get in the Patreon, patreon.com/toiletstitles. So you can actually get one-on-one advice from all the members of Toilets Titles at any time throughout the day, 24/7. Genesis and Steve, I will let you pick another number, each of you. All right, because you two are the only ones so far that have guessed a number. Do another helmet razz. Man, I got a bunch. I got a bunch. That Tyrann Mathieu signed Sports Illustrated, I'll never let that bad boy go. I got this though. I could do this one next. Jaxon Smith-Njigba. I got that. I also got a Garrett Wilson mini helmet right next to me.
No, also- not David, that's still not right. Maybe we should have did 1 through 5. Oh, hey, there it is.
I also got this. This is going out to somebody soon. Uncle Steve, you're competing with us this week. Don't cheat.
He's not going to cheat. He's just going to bend it a little bit, bend the rules a little bit.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Oh, he wants that JSN. All right. Maybe I'll let that one go. But yeah, Tyrann Mathieu, that one means a lot to me. I like that one.
All right, I've got the wheel ready, Coach, if we want to do the tumbler here.
Let's roll.
All right, so there's our 10 peeps. I don't know why it's not spinning, but these are the 10 people that are Patreons, current, up-to-date Patreons, that commented in the chat. I'm going to shuffle it 3 times and spin that wheel. So the Yeti tumbler goes to Pete.
All right, Pete. Shout out to Pete winning the Yeti tumbler. So Pete, what you need to do, Carla, she's on our gilded chat at KMVY. DM her. You can include me in the DM as well. DM her your address. She'll send it to you, man. And then we're still giving 2 more away. All right. So next week and the week after, you will get another opportunity to either compete against us or to win a Yeti tumbler. Man, Justin, I think we pretty much smashed this episode. We talked Frank. We did giveaways. We teased next season. What did you learn anything from this episode?
Oh, shoot. Yes, I learned that I forgot to fill that part out, but I did fill out one part of it before the show because I knew it was just going to happen, and that is that I already miss coaches, dudes, and duds, but I guess evidently I didn't miss it as much as I thought I would because we were so busy with everything else. I learned today that we have extremely generous supporters nonstop in the chat and nonstop in the gilded. So thank you very much. And yes, I've been seeing the chats in there about the Steelers. Tell you what, guys, rival, send me a rival bet, Colts versus Steelers, $5 or less. And if I like it, if I think it's close, whatever, even if it's not super close, I'll probably go ahead and accept it. It's Christmas time, but that's it. joinrival.com/titletribe. Rival Fantasy is the newest evolution in fantasy sports betting. So you can bet on a number of different ways when it comes to fantasy sports that you cannot bet on any other platform. So the link there, joinrival.com/titletribe is the link that you would go to where your first deposit of up to $200 would be matched plus an additional $25 just for using that link. And then start sending me those bets like Duarte here. Yeah. Unfortunately, Duarte, you're on a lag, buddy. We already gave that one away, but we still appreciate the comment. You commented earlier, so you were in the wheel spin. Unfortunately, you didn't win that either.
He won the Yeti cooler.
He did. That's what I was going to say. He was the big winner. November, that was the Thanksgiving giveaway. So, and also Duarte has been sending me a lot of rival bets lately. So he and I have been going back and forth on rival. So appreciate that. That's been a lot of fun.
And we got beat for the first time in our Pick'em Challenge last week. Tone beat us. Free entry of the Frank. This week, we got to bounce back. All right? We got to bounce back. We can't let that happen again. You know what I'm saying? So we got to have some pride here. But Tone did say they're going live for sports gambling January 11th in Vermont. Shout out to that. Rich said, someone send me a rival bet that you have to start a player that was drafted in the second round.
So this is Rich's thing. For those of you that watch Friendly Fire, Rich has come on the last couple weeks, and he's been throwing out these crazy different things. So go back and watch the Friendly Fires episodes, because those are a lot of fun. But he likes to come up with this random stuff. So if you guys find a player that was drafted in the second round of the actual NFL draft, and you want to bet against to find two players that were, drafted in the second round of the NFL draft, choose one of those sides and send it to him to accept the other. I think that's pretty much what he's trying to get to here, because he likes to come up with these crazy bets.
Wonky. He's a wonky man, everybody. All right. We appreciate you. Remember, Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, I believe. We are doing our first Friday night roundtable of the season. We're going to be going all the way throughout the NFL playoffs up until the Super Bowl. So get in there, man. Watch that. It's loose. It's easy. Debating latest news, storylines, topics from the NFL. They have a fun time with a group of about six people. What's so funny?
Uncle Steve just texted me. He said, what am I competing with you guys in?
This guy.
He said, I don't care what it is. I want to win.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah. All right, everybody. We'll catch you all later on. Actually, I'll probably be talking to you all in the Gilded Chat about 5 minutes. If you're not in the Gilded Chat, Toilets2, which is T-O, Toilets2 titles, @gmail.com. Coach, I want in the Gilded Chat. I want to be a part of the title tribe. We'll get you in there. We'll see you all next week. Take care.
I'll take care of this Steve guy.